What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour. We are live. We are here, as always, live on a Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Ben the Breaker of Banksters here with Future Dan. How you doing there, sir?
Yeah, doing well. What's on your mind?
Got a lot going on, but I will just say, before we even jump into the news and all the craziness we always do, I am just so damn happy that the weather's turning. I'm just getting my garden set up and listening to some of the podcasts in the last month on Prepper Broadcasting Network about backyard gardens and different things. So I'm just, you know, after the whole freaking year of COVID, plus it's just kind of winter, blah, I'm feeling pretty good today because I spent some time outside, got some natural vitamin D, went riding my new bug out bike. I'm just happy to be outdoors, and things are opening up around where I live, so I've been going out a little bit more, too.
So before we get into your bug-out bike, which we previewed one episode or two ago, I just learned something. I'm not a gardener, right? I do not grow my own food, but I was unaware that there's mulches with pesticides in them that are for, you know, the decorative landscaping. And I was looking at them, and I know I needed to use them, but it probably renders your whole property unable to grow food.
Well, it's you got to make a choice with. You don't have to do it with your whole yard. Of course, most of our front yard is still the lawn, and just to look nice or whatever. But you can take
mulch,
big plot. You got to go all or nothing, though. I guess
this mulch will kill weeds. Parts. You can't. Like,
no, yeah, you don't want to use that.
And then start growing crops on it, can you?
I'm not a fan of that. No, no, no. I use the mulch only in kind of the flowers and certain decorative areas. Absolutely. No, I use all organic.
You got both, but you keep them separate.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we'll have, like, potted flowers and, you know, some other plants and trees and have some mulch around there. But when it comes to my actual food garden, definitely don't let that stuff touch it or anything else that's non-organic and toxic when possible.
Yeah, so tell us about your bike.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited for my bike, guys, because it's so fun. I mean, do you want me to talk about it now, the rest of this quarter, or you want to save it for later?
Now you got it. Now you wrote it.
That's true.
Last week you previewed it and said, all right, it's like out of the box. This is what I got.
Okay.
You've ridden it, what, once? And now you've been riding it all week. Yeah, I want
to
hear.
All right, all right, all right. We will get to the news as always, folks. Patriot Power Excellent. Hour. But Excellent. I like where you're going here. Let's get
out, bike.
So, to review for everybody, this is called the Rad Rover 5.
Made in Taiwan.
Made in Taiwan, which is at least a little bit better than China. Total $1,600, and I paid another about $1,000 for spare parts, spare battery, spare tires. You know, two is one and one is none, so I wanted to make sure I had extra parts and stuff. So this is not a total replacement by any means for a bug-out bike, but for a bug-out vehicle if you're trying to go hundreds of miles. But as we've talked before, it really has a great range, 10-plus-mile radius very easily. Multiple times I've gone at least 10 miles. And so I was listening to the Daily Audio Cache it wasn't Daily Audio Cache. It was Preppers Live last night. And James was talking to Dave, and something that James really remembered from Dave, the NBC guy, was that roads mean death. Meaning if you try to go on the major arteries, especially in the interstates, major thoroughfares during a SHTF situation, it's probably a bad, you know, you're a target. You want to try to stay away if you can. Well, this bicycle can go off-road with the best of them. I'm telling you, it's not like a Hummer or something, but it has these 4-inch wide tires, twice as big as your average mountain bike. And this thing is a badass. Like, it really is a souped up mountain bike. I've had a lot of mountain biking experience in my life. I grew up in Colorado, so I had a lot of mountain bikes as a kid. A lot of biking time, great pastime, a lot of fun. And I'm telling you, the bike itself portion is legit. It's legit. But it obviously comes down to the battery power and its ability to help you haul ass up big hills or when you have heavy packs. Now, my next stress test is to put on my bug out bag and or some other load that approaches, you know, between 60 and 100 pounds of total load, not just my pack, but other load, and see how this thing performs with 100 pounds worth of gear. Right. And my big, you know, I'm 240 pounds. So that's a lot of pressure on it. That's a little bit in excess of its specifications. But I feel like if you keep it, you know, reasonable, you don't need to be blazing 20 miles an hour on this thing, but you easily can. But if you keep it down, you know, 8-10 miles an hour, you can really putt along nicely. And anyway, if you have any questions, let me know. And you folks out there, let me know as well. But I'm a big supporter of it.
You can pedal it like a bike anyways.
So that's a great point. Let's point this out. Again, the Rad Rover. I don't get paid by it. It's not a sponsor, but maybe we should look into that. That'd be pretty awesome. You may be into it. But there's two ways to use the power portion of this bicycle. Again, it's like a mountain bike. You can use the throttle only, just on your right handlebar, just like a motorcycle,
electric,
right?
Motorcycle.
Electric. It's all electric. No gasoline. You can use only electric and using the motor and get, on my estimate, depending on how many hills you have, 25 to 30 miles. No pedaling, 25 to 30 miles, but you can pedal as well. So you pedal, you put in 50, 60% of your energy, you could probably get 60 miles out of it. If you know, put just only a little bit of battery assist or only use it on tough hills, you could probably, you know, get 100 miles off of it, in my opinion.
Pedaling hard.
You got to be physically in shape. So your range is anywhere from 30 to 100 miles, depending on how physically able you are, in my opinion.
So I got two metrics that I would suggest you may want to explore.
Yeah, I'm still testing this, so I'm going to wait and have like a more formal review,
How far could you reliably go if you're fortunate enough to have sunlight each day, and you can't count on that? So you may have days where there's no electrical charge.
Yep.
So you might have to hit a hide site and wait until it's sunny again because that bike's doing nothing for you.
Yeah.
How many consecutive days could you make what amount of distance so that if you had one of these in an urban environment,
okay,
and you have areas that you've made your destination, and this is what you have. Like, you don't have a car. You're not counting on having the ability to get out by car wherever you may be. Maybe you're listening and you're in Manhattan. I don't know. This bike, like, how could you make it in segments? And are we talking 10 miles, 6 miles, 12 miles a day? And then you get the full charge. You stop for a portion of the day. Probably you're moving at night and charging during the day, right? If you can.
Yeah.
So, and then if you had to sprint, if you just had to go, no looking back, and you were pedaling, at what load thresholds, like 100 pounds, 50 pounds, 25 pounds, could you, how far could you jump out of an urban area?
Yeah.
The two different ways to kind of plan for your movement.
Yeah.
One of them's more stealth, covert, hide sight, charge during the day while you're hiding. This thing's quiet, buzz along.
Very quiet, very quiet.
Sit there and plan routes, study maps.
I've been studying a lot of maps, trust me.
Because it's going to go off-road. It's going to go on paths, yep, right? Very well.
It goes off. Very well. I haven't done a lot of motocross riding in my life, but it is like a miniature. Well, first off, it's quite a big bike and sturdy, and so it's bigger than most motocross bikes in that regard, for real. But the engine is less, so it's kind of, but it is rides like that.
When I was a kid, they're called mopeds.
Okay.
And they were kind of fancy looking and not tactical. Like, this thing looks tactical. They were the moped. They weren't considered
yeah, the moped.
Something that you wanted to be seen on.
Right, this thing's way more powerful.
Had them, and it was pretty little pathetic crank thing. I don't even know who made them, but I'm talking the mid-80s. This is like the state of the art of moped.
This is, you slap a 750-watt electric motor onto a big ass mountain bike, like a bigger than average mountain bike.
What I'm talking about?
I know what that moped looks like.
You knew people had it.
They still have that in like Europe, right?
It was European at the time it was here. Yes.
I've never been on one. I keep kind of thinking of those scooters now for some reason.
Ride them? You ever see people with them?
I don't know if I've seen anybody on them except maybe in like DC downtown or like some tourists or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It wasn't something that most people wanted.
I don't. No. I wouldn't want a moped. So that's why I'm like, don't be calling this a moped. This is way cooler than a moped.
There's a tinge to the word, isn't there?
Definitely.
There's a bias that comes with it. That is moped state of the art.
In my inner, I was definitely like, it ain't a moped. What
moped
the hell?
Got tactical and cool.
That's great. And a lot more powerful. And big ass tires that go off road. I'm telling you, these are very sturdy tires. To be honest, I did research. There's 4 or 5 different bike manufacturers that make somewhat similar products. The one I purchased, I think, is the best and happens to be one, not the cheapest, but like the second or third cheapest, and I think the best as well.
And you shopped. You studied them.
And I studied them, and a lot of them are actually, they advertise that you can, it's really meant for on the beach with that loose sand.
Easily.
And snow, even.
I bet, yeah.
Not ice, because you'll bust your ass still, but snow. And so obviously mud and trails all day. Now, I was going pretty – I tested it hard. I shouldn't do this much more. I rode it too hard. I, at about 10 miles an hour, took some street curbs.
Oh, yeah?
At a 90-degree angle, and I was fine.
You could hold it.
I want to do it with a load on it, and it's probably not good. I'll probably bend the rim eventually, so I've got to stop doing that. But I tested it.
On some asphalt.
But this thing is like such a... Now, something James said as well was be careful. You know, you'd rather have 4 wheels than 2, so be careful. You could bust your ass on this thing for sure.
Now, let me ask you this, because it's these heavy, these inflatable tires.
Yeah. Heavy duty.
Do they make them so that they run flat, A, and B, is there levels where you could take the air out so it's going to have, you know, better performance on softer versus harder surfaces?
Let me take that second one first. Actually, yes, you can inflate between 5 to 30 PSI. I have mine at like 25. But you can knock it all the way down to like 8, and it's like, you know, I don't know if I'd go to 5, but it'd be like almost like a balloon.
Yeah.
But that would only be like in a very soft surface, yeah. So you can do that. I haven't experimented with that, but that's definitely something you can do.
You can take it up to the max if you're going on.
Yep. I figure, if you're going pavement, this is a good question. I figure if you have a heavy load, you want more pressure. Tire pressure?
Might be hard to.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
It would be bouncy. That's a good question.
And it would call, it wouldn't be as efficient, but it would probably be balance wise a little bit better off being a little less.
When I do my load, that's probably a good idea. I should deflate the tire
a little bit. I'm totally guessing here.
No, it's something to research. I bet that a lot of our listeners are like, come on, you idiots. Don't you know anything about trucking? Or, but I agree. Like, that's a great thing to look into. So.
In sand, you're going to, you know, loose surfaces, you're going to, because the military vehicles already do
that.
They deflate to handle that off-road.
Yep. You're totally right.
You could do that with this bike.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like this bike, the way I'm looking at it right now, is 20 miles one way and 20 miles back.
Yep.
You're good. Now, that you might go in a zigzag route, so it may not be 20 miles as the crow flies, but I'm just saying 20 miles and 20 miles on electricity, like almost only, or, you know, you don't want to use up all your gas just in case. But the way I like to use it is I use it a lot just pedaling only, but at a tough hill, or if there's traffic, or I'm at an intersection and I want to haul ass across an busy intersection, hit that throttle, zoom. So it's pretty neat. I like it.
But if it's a real bug out situation, you're going to be quiet and get out of Dodge with a lot of planning. You're going to have to know
the
hindsight alternatives in different locations.
Right.
X amount of miles each day.
What I've been looking at in particular is like where would be the best place to cross under or over major highways near me? There's certain cross streets that are good and bad for trying to get on bicycle.
You get bottlenecked.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's different. If you have a big interstate, especially, or even just like a six-lane highway, three each way, that's kind of like barricaded off, right, or has noise canceling, you're kind of cordoned in. So you got to figure out, where can I cross that? And where were they going to be controlling traffic? I need to get around if there's a freaking dirty bomb in the city or something.
Better to do it in a group.
Yeah. And it's not just, okay, nukes are coming, I got to bug out. That's, of course, like kind of like the high level. But I'm just saying, like, if like, a dirty bomb or a terrorist attack, or, hell, what if gasoline goes to $10 a gallon? You just want to make a run to your market 3 or 5 miles away, right? You know? And you don't want to use a gallon of gas that costs $10 a gallon because we're at war with China or something. Just saying. So I love it. I'll talk a little bit more about it. I know we've kind of talked about 3 episodes in a row, but it's really inspired me to do other parts of my prepping as well. How can I build around that and skills as well? So, yeah, man,
there's a certain load limit that you're going to deal with now that, within that load limit, what can you accomplish?
That's my next thing. It's kind of the loads and practice. And I don't necessarily want to load it down with 100 pounds either, so we'll see. All right, guys. We're going to break. We'll be back with the News Blitz, FutureDanger.com News Blitz. Otherwise, check out our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour on Prepper Broadcast Network.
Ultimate in vehicular preparedness. Fire Edge. Universal mag carrier. Holds firearms, stun guns, flashlights, tourniquets, medical supplies right in your door pocket. When you need to fire, you want a Fire Edge. Visit fireedge.org. Use the promo code PBN. Save $7 off your order and get free shipping. Promo code PBN. All right, visit fireedge.org today.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
It's time for the News Blitz. April 20th, 2021. Let's hit it on the big screen here. You got a triple screen tonight with all the news and different stuff going on. So we just put it on the news or on the big screen. FutureDanger.com. Let's get going. Global corporate minimum tax gains momentum. Talked about that a month ago. Keep watching that grow. Project Veritas founder suspended by Twitter after all these big projects finally gets suspended. Capitol police officer's death of natural causes further proves January 6th riot was not what the media said it was, i.e. massive insurrection. Worst attack since Pearl Harbor. It was a bad situation, but yeah. L.A. set to be largest city to offer guaranteed income for the poor. State Department to issue do not travel advisory for 80% of countries. 80% of countries are going to have a do not travel advisory from the State Department, from the Biden State Department. Let's move on to the second column. National security, geopolitics, all that fun stuff. Chinese hackers exploited a vulnerability in American networking devices to spy on U.S. defense industry. We've been covering that for a couple years, minimum. All the American hardware that's made in China and Chinese back doors. So this is just growing and growing. This is one of the highest rated threat articles of the day. Again, Chinese hackers exploited a vulnerability in American networking devices to spy on the U.S. defense industry. They're spying on the U.S. defense industry, okay? That is act of war, essentially. Vice President says the Chauvin conviction will not heal the pain that existed for generations. There in Minnesota, of course. Oh, we got a fresh upload on Future Danger.
Derek Chauvin guilty on all charges tonight.
There you go. Guilty. But still, not enough. Will not heal the pain that existed for generations. A lot of people thought he wasn't going to be even convicted. So I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that, of course. You know, leading up to this, there were riots. We talked a little bit last week, but they've escalated. Portland, of course, is leading the way. Minnesota, but other areas as well. But again, when was that? When that verdict come out? Must have been pretty recently.
Today.
Yeah, like what time though?
4 p.m.
Okay, so a few hours ago. And here's a video where citizens say Minnesota will burn down if Chauvin acquitted. Who knows if the jury was influenced by that? But I won't even pontificate on that, because we're trying to hit the news blitz. Just the news, just the facts. Rioters wave pig head on fourth night of Brooklyn Center chaos as hundreds storm police station. But we'll see how it goes tonight. Moving on. Federal government to release 400 illegal alien families into the country every day. I have a feeling that's an underreported number. We'll keep following that throughout the summer as well. Economic news is pretty tame, and it truly is. Markets throughout the world are almost all on all-time highs, but they've also kind of plateaued. So it's kind of a little bit of a standoff here, but there is not much economic news. Of course, the saying is sell in May and go away, meaning the summer's not often very active, so if we don't see anything big in the next month here, we may not until the fall, insofar as another credit crisis or other major financial issues. we are seeing a little bit of issues, or a little bit of a, we talked about this mutual funds. We have another mysterious demise of a $1.7 billion mutual fund.
Infinity Q?
Yep. Infinity Q Diversified Alpha Funds disclosures reveals misvaluations and anomalies in a large derivatives portfolio. So, more example of well, there's a lot of a lot of ways to express this. It's more of the cockroaches scattering when the light is on. But I was, you know, maybe more of smoke where there's smoke, there's fire. And if this scales up, instead of $1.7 billion fund, a $170 billion fund or major bank, well, we may be looking at 2008 squared. So keep a look out on that. Keep a look out on that.
Derivatives nosediving.
Yep. But that really is about it right now. Again, the debt continues to grow every day, but let's continue to move to the fourth column. Pfizer CEO says third COVID vaccine dose likely needed within 12 months. Gosh, didn't see that coming. Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine blood clot link possibly found. Moving on to STDs. STDs again hit an all-time high in America. They must have abated slightly during the quarantine. Experts say COVID-19 herd immunity. Likely impossible, but vaccines can sure control it. Mm-hmm. Well, they've already talking about a third shot. They've preconditioned everyone, I believe, now to make it like the new flu shot, meaning you need one a year, a new one a year. I think a lot of people have been preconditioned into that already. Folks I've spoken with, one of the things I say is, well, you know you're going to have to get another one. Folks that I know that have gotten the vaccine, I say, you know you're going to have to get another one. They're like, yeah, I figured that. It's probably going to be like the flu shot. I've had multiple people say that to me. It's, you know, Does it mean everybody? It's not a scientific study, but I have a feeling the media and everything else, people are really, they're going to accept a yearly shot for COVID. I mean, that's, I don't think that's a stretch at all. And we're already seeing Pfizer CEO saying you're going to need one within 12 months. Where does it stop?
So is it free?
Is it free? Of course it's free. Just print that money, baby. We'll give it to other countries for free, too. Talk about foreign aid. Taiwan and Iran struck by strong and damaging earthquakes. Those are two very geopolitically unstable areas, but looking a little shaky, pun intended. Scientists create embryos that are part human, part monkey. If they're actually admitting that, what do they actually have? Fentanyl is spreading. We have a major epidemic not only in opioids and...
That didn't take long.
And, but we have fentanyl as well. And
it's April.
I've seen... This may be more rumor, but at least one podcast I listened to stated that fentanyl... China is pretty much importing... or they're exporting to us, i.e. we are importing all this fentanyl, which is killing so many people. And then China sees it as a pseudo revenge, even though we didn't do it. The freaking, you know, heroin, opium dens, and all that that Britain put onto the Chinese that really screwed them up.
Yeah.
They're doing that to us with freaking fentanyl. And they're kind of bragging about it, but also with COVID, I guess, too, right?
Did it for most of 8 years under Obama, and Biden comes back in, and it's 3 months later.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, I believe the number is 30% more people died of overdoses in 2020 than 2019.
I believe the concept is soft-killed depopulation.
Yeah, well, and it's multi-pronged, to say the least.
Yeah. So what about Russia?
Multi-pronged.
Russia, Ukraine.
I did skip over that. Yeah. Certainly should not have, I guess. I kind of got distracted, and it's a low-level indicator, but it's still...
Low-grade.
Low-grade, but that doesn't mean it's not low importance by any means, so let's finish off with that.
War with Russia might be, like, a real big one.
Well, they talked about it a lot last night at Preppers Live. Hopefully not nuclear war, but that's what it could be. Let's go through those headlines then real quick. Supreme Allied Commander of Europe sees low to medium risk of a Russian move on Ukraine. President sanctions and expels Russians. Russia concentrates more than 150,000 troops on the Ukrainian border and in annexed Crimea. Russia fires cruise missiles in the Black Sea and moves dozens of fighter jets to the border of Ukraine.
Yeah, that's today.
Yeah, so definitely that situation has not de-escalated. Hopefully it doesn't escalate from here and it peters out, but it is concerning.
I don't think the Russians would do it if they didn't think Biden and the Western allies would back down anyways. So you can see a Russian army suddenly in Ukraine, and we'll certainly be talking about that, but I'm not sure it goes anywhere.
I wonder if that's a little too far, but maybe not. Meaning like, well... It's not the Cold War. It's not the 80s. It's not the 60s. You're right. If they came in to take the rest of Germany, you know, West Germany, that would have been the start of World War III. But taking, quote, the rest of Ukraine after they took Crimea, annexed that, maybe Biden would back down. Maybe NATO, whomever, would back down, or Russia thinks they would, which actually makes things more dangerous, too, by the way.
Or drive halfway through the country, cause a lot of damage and show that they can do it. And that's the largest concentration of military force on the planet tonight. It's not the biggest ever, right? But
it's pretty risky for them.
You don't see that kind of exercise. They do it, you know, probably annually.
Yeah.
But they're certainly doing it right next to Ukraine right now. So.
Oh, yeah. It's more than average, let's say that.
They have more of that in more than that. When they annexed Crimea under Obama, but it's happening again.
So, first off, we got to go to break here in a second, but I do want to touch on this a little bit more because I am intrigued by it. You just said that you think they may break into, like, attack Ukraine and kind of roll through and then what, retreat back just to show they did? What did you mean by that exactly?
Low to medium risk. says our four-star Air Force general commanding friend, you know,
all the forces. What does he call the South Seas or invasion of Taiwan? Also low to medium risk, you think?
NATO's military commander, which is always a U.S. general, right? And low to medium, if he says medium, I'm listening to man.
Medium is pretty high. That's true. And it could be thermonuclear war on the other end of it.
That's of invading Ukraine. Now, whether anybody does anything about it, any of the political leadership in the West orders a response is a different thing. So,
do you think? Yeah, no, I know what you mean for sure. Hopefully, we don't have to find out. But even just feigning that weakness actually portends more danger because Russia might just be like, "Well, they're gonna back down, so I'm gonna go for it."
And now, but Navalny hunger strike, Putin dissident is in the news. This is all happening at the same time.
Oh, crazy, crazy! All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to break. Check out the sponsors. We'll finish up Patriot Power Hour the second half. Be right back.
Reach out to those that want to learn and practice independence and self-reliance. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
And we are back. Patriot Power Hour. Future Dan. We got a lot more to talk about on the news blitz. But before we get deeper into that, I want to give that plug to PrepperBroadcasting.com. Again, PrepperBroadcasting.com. Patriot Power Hour. Very happy and honored to be part of the PBN family. And you can go check out other hosts, you can look at archives, or of course become a member of the continuity, get some of that exclusive material, whether it's the master preparedness schedule, which I have a copy of, and or of course there is the transcriptions of podcast. Yeah. That's super cool. It's very accurate, by the way, more accurate than a software I have at my work to transcribe audio. So you can search keywords in hundreds of podcasts joining the continuity. So anyway, whether you want to pay and support us or just mooch off of us, I'm just kidding. We love your support, whether you give us financial or just prayer or anything in between. So love the listeners out there. Big shout out. Keep up the good fight. All right, Future Dan, what other items? I mean, there's a lot on the news blitz you want to cover or other thoughts you have just overall on the trends you're seeing right now.
Yeah, I think that Chauvin trial was interesting right up to the last minute. And we should hit Twitter and check to see if they're rioting anyways.
I know, right? We should get that real-time input.
Yeah. I mean, it's Tuesday night. It's been hours. And what's happening? Twitter, for all the banning and censorship it's done, there's still a lot of people posting live news there. So,
and I think we've talked about this before, but really, I feel like Twitter is the best or one of the best sources for live updates. So what do we got here? Obviously, the guilty of all charges, looking through. I don't want too much dead air, so hopefully my partner can talk while I look for things.
Hit that search button. Jesus. Hit that search Twitter, man.
We'll freaking type it in.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what do you want to type in?
Minneapolis.
Riots. R-I-O-T-S.
Just do Minneapolis and police. If the police are out, they're probably like controlling.
What I would do if we weren't on air, you know what? We should get to patch it in for the future. Really, we should. A scanner. We can patch it in live.
Well, there's scanners online.
Yeah, I have one on my phone, and it would sound crappy here, but I could patch it on the computer into the Spreaker app, and we could have live scanner traffic on the show. Not right now. I'm just saying if stuff really hits the fan, we could live coverage the scanner. Wouldn't that be insane? All right, Minneapolis police.
We are a live show.
We are. Oh, yeah. By the way, 8 p.m. every Tuesday, and if and when stuff breaks loose crazier, we'll be coming in more often live, I think.
It's the pinnacle of amateur Patriot radio.
Oh, man. We are some of the best amateur radio I've ever seen, to be honest. The whole PBN family, to be honest. All right. I'm not seeing anything up front, but I am not good at searching and talking at the same time. I'm not going to lie. Very one-dimensional.
I think Minneapolis police, this search we're looking at, is going to tell you.
Please visit at Minnesota OSN for the latest public safety information in Minneapolis. Okay. Operation Safety Net. The official source for law enforcement information during the Chauvin trial.
So 4 hours ago, they postponed their 4 p.m. update. Scroll down. Is that in order? Let's see. Five hours ago. They were getting ready, is what this is saying. But this is just one account. It's an official account. But it doesn't look like in the search that you perform that there's any crowds gathering. Now, maybe we go off air in about 25 minutes and find out that things are burning down. We are just terrible at searching.
Hey, you never know. And maybe it's still early. It's still pretty early. And some cities will see continued rioting just because they haven't really even stopped since last year and just because the weather's getting better. Trust me, Portland's going to burn a little bit tonight no matter what. So will Minnesota.
Right.
But I guess the question, we would have a little bit of a different show and we would certainly have different search results now. We may not be the greatest Twitter searchers live on air, but if, in my opinion, if he was not guilty, we would be seeing a little bit more activity.
Do hashtag Derek Chauvin, see what they're saying. That'll, you know, probably be accompanied with crowds that are angry at a minimum. So
one of them said rotten hell was one of them or something. We have Peter Schiff's opinion. Who wants Peter Schiff's opinion? Not me. I'm not seeing any, you know, any riot information right now that's not from like yesterday.
Of course, you can always search for riot. Sometimes that just comes up with exact pictures of what we're talking about.
Right. So, I mean, trust me, this is, as Kamala Harris said, this is not going to fix everything. And
can you believe
does it mean that there's not going to be another excuse for them to burn stuff later this summer?
Can you believe the vice president said that?
Yeah, I can, given where we are now. I've already unfortunately accepted that we're deep down the freaking rabbit hole.
Do hashtag Minneapolis. BLM was blocking trucks 2 hours ago, but I didn't see it going further.
Hashtag BLM?
Yeah.
Hashtag BLM.
Or Minneapolis. Could be that they're standing down tonight. I mean, it wouldn't look good to riot as a result of this.
Yeah, I'm not seeing really any aggressive tweets that I'm trying to, you know.
Remember last summer when wildfires started burning everywhere, and there was tons of reports of people with NFL records being caught setting fires, and it was after Portland had been, you know, in flame for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then that didn't look too good, and suddenly it all stopped, right? Like, public consciousness.
True.
Despite the censorship, every single media report eventually just squashed it within weeks of the election. But local media did report some of that. We got some of that out of local news stations that put up reports that, hey, this person arrested is, in fact, was also charged with rioting in Portland a few days ago.
Yep. I think Antifa, that's another one we're going to look at. Let's see what Antifa's saying live. 34 seconds ago is the most recent one here. But obviously, a lot of this is Patriots calling out Antifa, so half the results. But I'm sure there are some Antifa supporters we could find here.
Actually, the Patriots are making fun of them. Guardians of Liberty has a meme up here. It's got two teenagers crying on the beach saying, when you were all ready to riot, but the verdict went your way.
And they're crying.
Yeah, so they get mocked. But it's a matter of time before some police department has some incident that ends up killing some black person that probably reignites this entirely this summer. Unfortunately, the odds are against us there.
For sure. Well, anyway, there is not, it seems like they're standing down. I think it would make the most sense for them. Of course, they'll be standing by for the next one, but I don't know. Look, I'm not going to go deep into whether he should be guilty or not, but they were absolutely geared up for this, and who knows if it, you know, the actual trial and the situation itself, you know, that is worthy of analysis and looking at, but I'm much more concerned, to be honest, with the overall attitude and what things, you know, what the vice president says and how they were so geared up and really looking for opportunities in the future as well to start these riots and whatnot. So
what were you doing?
We got a reprieve here, but it's going to happen again. It's going to keep spiraling.
What were you doing when the Rodney King verdicts came down?
The police were acquitted. Yeah, I was only single digits years old. So
remember it?
Not really. I first remember it listening to like Sublime and Rage Against the Machine and like music. Like a few years later, they talked about
the riots. The time that it happened, you were so young that you didn't watch like the nightly news.
I don't think so.
Like NBC News nightly news. Tom Brokaw wasn't on in the kitchen. You didn't see LA like burning.
Well, probably my parents probably were watching it. I just didn't remember it, or I didn't see it. I definitely remember OJ. I remember a little bit of the first Iraq War though, which was before that. So, but no, I don't remember, you know, personally. So I was like six maybe. So
I was in Spain.
Six or seven.
I didn't have.
What during the Rodney King?
When the verdicts came down, I was in Spain, and I was in Mallorca, an island. In the Mediterranean, not just mainland Spain.
Okay.
And I was staying at a place that had no TV, and I wasn't really caring about what was in the news
at all.
So I happened to go back to London from Mallorca, and everybody that I knew in London was like, "You don't know?" And it had been like the third or fourth day of just chaos.
Damn.
After that verdict, and then we saw the after effects. I actually missed that when it happened.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to miss anything these days, but I kind of wish for a vacation where I can unplug for a few weeks.
But the heritage of that, and it goes back further, right? The riots and when Martin Luther King were killed as well. Every time...
My dad talks about... He lived in New Jersey. He talks about the Newark riots, right? Sure. Like, what was it?
It was throughout all the cities.
It
was bad. And that was before my time, right? But... That Rodney King waiting to see the outcome of police brutality and whether it was punished, you know, rightfully up until a few hours ago, the whole nation was paying attention to that. And we're checking the social media tonight, and you know, at least we're not seeing things on fire right now.
Yeah, but it's pretty early still. It's only 8:43 Eastern. It's still early, and it's still early in the summer, and there's still other potential cases.
Chauvin will appeal, right? So, if that goes anywhere...
Well, that's a good point, too. Yeah.
It's back to square one.
Wow. Sure that'd almost can. Be... That'd almost
sure
be...
Sure did look to that, be like he murdered that guy they, on the ground, so if, he probably got what he deserved.
Well, it's... I won't even get too much deep into it, because we're almost out of time, but I'm not a fan, and I've been kind of roughed up by a cop before unjustly. So, I've always been big on freedom and trying to limit... the police state and police power. Not saying that I wanted to fund the police. Absolutely not. But yeah. And I can understand. I'm a white guy and I got messed with. Imagine if I was a black guy in a bad part of the neighborhood. Definitely. So
I think,
yeah, it is a tough situation though.
What your ethnic makeup and background is having a knee on your neck by the police that ends up putting you out.
Right.
Would be outrageous for anybody.
Definitely.
Anybody.
Now don't mess with it. It freaking cause it in one regard, but this is the, you know what, to finish this before we go to break, you know what it was all about? A counterfeit $20 bill. And what do we talk about all the time on this show? We're not talking about much tonight, but a lot about debt and fake fiat currency. And this dude got freaking counterfeit $20 bill and he got killed by the cops. So that just shows, man, you can't even use a $20 counterfeit on the street, but they can counterfeit trillions a freaking year. Isn't that bogus? So yeah, think big picture sometimes.
There's a layer of injustice that I have not heard anybody else speak up about, but it's probably the most important one at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The money system we all live in is dangerously corrupt, whether you're black or white.
Oh, man. Not good. All right, guys. We'll be back for the final segment of Patriot Power Hour. Do stick with us.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
For a solo. But tonight.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What's up with the beer? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom.
All right, guys. We just have some breaking research between the break.
Breaking research.
Literally.
You may have heard about it. It might not be news, but it is.
May not be news to you.
For us, breaking research.
So, we just ended the last segment talking about how George Floyd was using counterfeit money, and that's what led to the whole altercation that got him killed, right? And we just found on Twitter a Fox News article.
Fox News.
Customs and Border Patrol officers in Minnesota seized $900,000 in counterfeit bills from Chinese shipping container.
900G.
China's shipping? That's crazy. 900 grand in counterfeit bills from a Chinese shipping container in Minnesota. This is January 27th, 2020, 4 months before Eric Garner was killed.
No,
or not George Eric Gardner, Floyd. George Floyd. We were just talking about Eric Gardner previously. That stuck in my head, too. He was had counterfeit cigarettes or selling them, you know, without the tax man's cut. That's his fucking crime.
Yeah, so you and I, I was showing you some hundreds.
Yeah.
And the hundreds I hadn't seen lately have
a the blue, new $100, yeah.
Blue stripe on it and I think an orange area to the lower right of the bill with a green Liberty Belt in it. All of this, it's security features attached to paper now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've seen them on the 20s and higher bills,
yep.
But the hundreds they're constantly different in that regard. It's because apparently China has decided, and I know Iran and Russia and many other adversary countries, North Korea,
yeah,
they'll counterfeit our money left and right to devalue it. So the debasement is, you know, I've heard you make the point. It's trivial in comparison with what the Fed just wills into existence. but still,
yeah.
Floyd's getting arrested for passing something coming from a foreign adversary like this. Our entire environment is not secure.
Absolutely. And we don't have proof that it was Chinese counterfeit, but I'd never seen this article until just now. And again, this article is dated January 2020, not 2021. So this is more than a year ago. This is like 3-4 months before the whole event in Minnesota. And it's very possible that they, you know, only got part of the shipment. And there was hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in counterfeit bills in the Minnesota area or even countrywide. So,
and who would Chinese crazy, man. Be targeting that money to?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think they expected this to happen. This is a home run for them, of course. Destroyed freaking...
Oh, really? They just lucked out and it ends up in the hands of
well, this is... I mean, we could try to game theory that. I really don't know why would they be sending that. Besides, they are trying to pass it off themselves, some sort of like, you know, Chinese gang or state-run organization.
Or a combination of effects.
Yeah. Right? I mean, they could be shipping in the drugs and some of the fake money to pay for the drugs, you know?
Well, $900,000 worth of fake money floating around the city is going to, you know, certainly increase the amount of all the vices, all the, you know illegality that companies, you know, murder and theft, right?
And there's a decent, yeah, oh, and like I said, that's just, they may have only gotten 10% or 20% of it. It could have been millions and millions for all we know.
Well, they could have caught one of the $900,000 containers, exactly, and missed the other one that ended up being bills.
Yeah, or missed the other five.
That Floyd ended up being arrested for.
Definitely. No, when I saw that, I'm like, I mean, we don't have the proof, but I think there's a better than a preponderance of evidence that could have happened. I don't know. But this is... Just the fact that we just found that between the break was kind of crazy. But kind of going back, and it applies to Eric Garner, who was in New York as well, and was selling loose cigarettes for like a dollar each, right? And not paying taxes. It's legal to do that. And he got in, the cops choked him out, killed him too. And so it just shows that this low-level crime, this is like below petty theft. I don't know how much money. I think it was a $20 bill. I'm pretty sure it was a $20 bill, one $20 bill that he had. Maybe he was passing off a lot more for all we know. But does that mean he should get murdered? No. But it's just, that's some small change compared to the theft that the banksters are doing. But sometimes, I think it was Stalin. No. Well, Stalin said, if you kill one man, it's a tragedy. Kill a million, it's a statistic. Hitler, or maybe it was his propaganda minister, said, the bigger the lie, the more believable it is, or that's whatever. Terrible. Yeah, so yeah, you can take that, or there's other examples, I think, too. But, people won't – they have blinders on to the trillions, but when this happens and then a murder or a killing happens because of it, people are all concerned about the micro. But, I mean, there's a reason this is going on, and it's a much bigger picture. So it's all important, but you got to analyze it like that, I think.
But if you can pour counterfeit money into communities that – Where it inevitably ends up inflaming crime, bringing police forces into, enforcing law,
yeah,
that these dumps of fake cash are, it's seeding a form of instability in the United States that it's hard to argue against. And I don't believe there's any shipping containers of $900,000 worth of, counterfeit $20 bills coming in without Chinese intelligence being aware of it.
Yeah. It could be as simple as they literally just did that to sow dissent and cause this type of friction. Or it could have been part of some other scheme they had going, and it just so happened that it circulated into his hands. Either way, it's destructive, of course.
We talked about Generations of Warfare earlier this year on this show.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Fifth generation type, we're under attack.
For sure. Well, I believe we talked about it. It might have been more than a year ago, but there were reports of just seed packs coming from China, just showing up in people. Who knows? They could be sending biological warfare, agricultural products. There's a lot of vectors for attack, so remain vigilant. But this is not out of the realm of possibilities, all I'm saying. And look at the chain reactions from it. It's just pretty crazy, the world we live in right now.
That would never admit it's happening to us.
No. If it was actually, if they were trying their best, they wouldn't admit it to us, let alone if they were complicit in it, like maybe the Biden administration might be.
There's members of the bureaucracy that will talk to Fox News and disclose that much. But it'll never be made an issue of. Congress and the White House will not talk about it. And when, if we have again, I'm not sure, but when you had Trump or that kind of leader in the White House, the deep state just goes mum. They won't even admit it's happening. They won't say it. I mean, that news article came out under Trump, right?
Yeah, it did.
And interestingly enough, it came out within days of the news of COVID hitting us.
Right when the first case was in the West Coast, or like maybe they were looking for the first U.S. case. I forgot the exact dates, but no, definitely, you're right.
Adversaries in Beijing aren't just lucky. This stuff, it's planned.
Oh, for sure. No, absolutely. These were $1 bills, but That means there were 900,000 $1 bills. What was if there were, you know, 100,000 $20 bills? Anyway, I just watched Beverly Hills Cop 3, which actually sucked, but it was all about counterfeit money, so it was kind of funny.
It makes everything where people live more expensive, too.
Well,
as the goods start chasing the dollars, all the prices in Minneapolis go up when $900,000 hits the streets.
That I would say is not much, but I'm thinking more of the cash economy, because trust me, 98% of transactions these days are not in cash, even before COVID.
But the types of things that cash is getting transacted for
at 7-Elevens or drug deals or just small change.
Like a store.
Yeah. Much more likely, I think there's
jewelry.
On average, I think lower socioeconomic would use more cash because they're dealing with $20 and less, and they don't have, you know, platinum cards with rewards points and stuff. They're just getting by with a little bit of extra change and cash. Trust me, I've been there. I've been freaking poor as hell. So anyway, just looking at that too. Anyway, we only got a couple of minutes left. We do got to make way.
Coming in through Canada, by the way.
We only got, coming in through Canada. Great. Great. Oh, my God. Anyway, International Falls, Minnesota, Fort Francis, Ontario, Canada. Only a couple minutes left. We got to make way for our good friends over the Next Generation show, Double Barrel Tuesday. As always, you get the next couple minutes, man. I'll pretty much give you the floor because I've been talking a lot today. What else you got? Another minute or two? What other major topics? Anything else you got for the listeners here?
Part monkey, part human embryo, because that's grotesque.
All right.
Or do you want to hit up the South Carolina Gators? Yeah, let's do that.
Let's finish. This is your story. I think it's pretty funny.
I was having a look at your grandfather's World War II dog tags.
Yep.
And believe it or not, folks, if you don't have a World War II veteran, family member, ancestor that handed this stuff down to you, I'm not sure I would have known this, and I'm fairly up on military history. In World War II, my co-host's granddad had his father's name and address on his identification tag, is what we called them when I was in service. Dog tag is a colloquial term from Vietnam era, and the military itself doesn't advocate calling them dog tags. But that was fascinating. Then in World War II, you could run around the battlefield and have your home address, and your opponent could do very little about it anyways, so why not? And they could get your stuff back to your home. But we were just, browsing the internet before the show. 5 dog tags found in a South Carolina 12-foot-long, 445-pound gator.
Now, thinking about it, I thought you meant, oh my God, that gator ate a bunch of veterans, but it's actually literally like a dog, like a little doggy, I think. Is after some review. I think this alligator ate a bunch of dogs.
No, I don't think that's
what he said. 8-5 Marines and their dog tags are in the belly of the gator.
News article, you'll find out what is in him.
Oh, man. All right. We do have 5 dog tags, 1 bullet jacket. So, okay, that's at least 1 military member.
A spark plug,
loads of turtle shells, bobcat claws.
Look, the picture in the article has the guy holding ID tags, man. Or are those dogs?
Good question. They kind of look like both. I don't know. A serial dog murderer. Oh, okay.
It is
okay.
Dogs. It's like real dogs.
Yeah. Well, they've had a bullet casing, so maybe one's a real dog.
And this is also 9 days old, so this is like not breaking.
This is just kind of a fun one for us to end with.
Things of less consequence.
Yeah, we hit a lot of serious topics.
He's eating dogs and spark plugs.
Yeah, no, but when you first showed that to me, I was like, oh my God, like, where did he get all these veterans and eat them? Well, that's horrible.
But you happened to show me your granddad's ID tag in the process. That was pretty amazing. His home address is right on the thing that he's going to war with.
Yeah, I figure my guess is, back in World War I, i.e., you're always fighting the previous war, in the Western Front in particular, he was in Germany, France. You kind of recover your dead, or there's a little bit more honor. Like, okay, like, here's your dead folks, or we take over a battlefield. Maybe they'll give your remains back. But as we said, probably not in the Pacific Theater, and maybe not with some other enemies. And Anyway, I thought it was crazy. I looked up his childhood home, too. Pretty cool.
It's what our civilization expects when we go to war.
Yep. Now I can go to Google Maps, find his childhood home, and it's pretty crazy. So we're in a different world for sure. Anyway, guys, we got to go.
Indiana.
Good one, buddy. And, we'll be back next week. Patriot Power Hour.